गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोधानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोधानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जयो राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जयो गिरि गोवर्धन जयो गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जयो जयो प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जयो जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौर हरि बोल। कलियुगपावन श्रीहरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा टेक्स्ट नंबर 8. सो फ्रॉम 8 टू 15 दिस इज द पोर्शन दैट हैज बीन गिवन. हावीर्धनात् धावीर्धानी विदुरासुत सत्सुतान बर्हिषदं गयं शुक्लं कृष्णं सत्यं जितव्रतम् हावीर्धानाधवीर्धानी विदुरासुत सत्सुतान बर्हिषदं गयं शुक्लं कृष्णं सत्यं जितव्रतम् हवीर्धानाधवीर्धानी विदुरासुत सत्सुतान बर्हिषदं गयं शुक्लं कृष्णं सत्यं जितव्रतम् Matajis. Virdana da Virdani. Word to word. Havirdana. From Havirdana. Havirdhani, the name of the wife of Havirdhana. Vidura, O Vidura. Asuta, gave birth. Sat, 6. Sutan, sons. Barhishadam, of the name Barhishad. Gayam, of the name Gaya. Shuklam, of the name Shukla. Krishnam, of the name Krishna. Satyam, of the name Satya. Jitavratam, of the name Jitavrata. Translation. Havirdhana, the son of Maharaj Antardhana, had a wife named Havirdhani, who gave birth to 6 sons named Barhishad, Gaya, Shukla, Krishna, Satya, and Jitavrata. So we'll continue further. बर्हिषत् सुमहाभागो हविर्धानी प्रजापति क्रियाकाण्डेषु निष्णातो योगेषु च कुरुद्वः. ट्रांसलेशन. द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय कंटिन्यूड. माय डियर विदुरा, हविर्धानास वेरी पावरफुल सन नेम्ड बर्हिषत् वॉज वेरी एक्सपर्ट इन परफॉर्मिंग वेरियस काइंड्स ऑफ फ्रूटिव सैक्रिफाइसेस एंड ही वॉज ऑल्सो एक्सपर्ट इन द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ मिस्टिक योगा. बाय हिज ग्रेट क्वालिफिकेशन ही बिकेम नोन एज प्रजापति. परपोट. In the beginning of the creation, there were not many living entities, and consequently, the very powerful living entities or demigods were appointed as prajapatis in order to beget children and increase the population. There are many prajapatis. Brahma, Daksha, Manu are sometimes known as prajapatis, and Barhishad, the son of Havirdhana, became one of them. So we'll also read text number 10. Yasyedam deva yajanam anu yagyam vitanvata prachina grey kushair asid astritam vasudhatalam. Translation: Maharaj Barhishad executed many sacrifices all over the world. He scattered kusha grasses and kept the tops of the grasses pointed eastward. Purport: As stated in the previous verse, Kriya Kandeshu Nishnatah, Maharaj Barhishat dived very deeply into the fruitive activities of sacrifice. This means that as soon as he finished one yajna in one place, he began performing another yajna in the immediate vicinity. At the present moment, there is a similar need to perform Sankirtan Yajna all over the world. The Krishna consciousness movement has started performing Sankirtan Yajna in different places, and it has been experienced that wherever Sankirtan Yajna is performed, many thousands of people gather and take part in it. Imperceptible auspiciousness achieved in this connection should be continued all over the world. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement should perform Sankirtan Yajnas one after another, so much so that all the people of the world will either jokingly or seriously chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and thus they will derive the benefit of cleansing the heart. The holy name of the Lord, Hare Rama, is so powerful that whether it is chanted jokingly or seriously, the effect of vibrating this transcendental sound will be equally distributed. It is not possible at the present moment to perform repeated yajnas as Maharaj Barhishat performed, but it is within our means to perform Sankirtan Yajna, which does not cost anything. One can sit down anywhere and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If the surface of the globe is overflooded with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the people of the world will be very, very happy. And then rest we'll discuss as and when we go forward. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanustute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। तो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर 24 entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. So we began this new chapter yesterday onwards. So yesterday Anand Prem Prabhu began from the first verse onwards till the seventh verse. So yesterday he gave the breakup of the entire chapter. So the first section, it describes about the genealogical line after Prithu Maharaj's. So in the end of the previous chapter, we saw how Prithu Maharaj has departed. He has gone back home, back to Godhead. So now after that, in the yesterday's few verses, we saw after Prithu Maharaj, his son was Vijitashva. It is also named as Antardhana because Indra gave him this benediction of Antardhana. So while Indra was chasing the, stealing away the horse of Prithu Maharaj, at that time, Vijitashva did not attack Indra because he knew that although Indra is stealing this horse, but he is a devata. He is also leader of the devatas and he is a devotee of the Supreme Lord, although he is doing these kinds of activities. So therefore, Vijitashva did not punish Indra. He just allowed Indra to leave. So Indra became very much pleased because of this act of Vijitashva. So therefore, Indra had this siddhi of Antardhan. So Indra could at will disappear. And that's how Indra did many activities, nefarious activities using this skill. So when Indra was pleased with Vijitashva, he also gave him this blessing that you also get this Antardhan. So that's how Vijitashva was also named as Antardhan. And regarding this Antardhan, yesterday as we discussed, so Antardhan had this responsibility of becoming the king after Prithu Maharaj. King meant he had to punish the citizens. King meant that he had to levy taxes, engage people in Varnashram. So all those administrative work, managerial work, he was supposed to do. So in the previous ages, as we know, king means they were Raja Rishis. They were Rajas also, but predominantly they were Rishis also. But it is explained that how this Antardhan, he was not at all interested in performing all these things. He did not like to extract taxes from the people. He did not like to punish the people who were doing all kinds of wrong activities. He did not like to fine the citizens. So he understood that this kind of role does not suit me. So although he was an administrator, he was a king, but he very soon discovered that this kind of administrative role, because as a king, if he is in the position and he does not provide proper justice to the citizens, then it is not proper. If otherwise, innocent people may get cheated and the king does not do anything about it. So Antardhan soon realized that he was not fitting into that system. So very soon, he took premature retirement and he handed over the managerial responsibilities to his son, Havirdhana. And then he just engaged in devotional service of the Lord and he worshipped Lord Hamsa Avatar. And he perfected his life and he went back home, back to Godhead. So that's how in the yesterday's episode, it was described about this Antardhana or Vijitashva. So after Antardhana left this world, then the next was Havirdhana. And today onwards, we are seeing about this Havirdhana. And after Havirdhana, the next king who came was Prachini Barishad. So today's verse that we read, Maharaj Barishad, or is also known as Prachini Barishad. And then from Prachini Barishad, we have the 10 Prachetas. So that's how this line from Prithu Maharaj to Vijitashva, then Havir Dana, and then Prachini Barishad, then the 10 Prachetas. So in the previous verse, it is explained about this Barishad king, that Kriya Kandeshu Nishnatah. So this Barishad or Prachini Barishad, he was totally absorbed in performing Karma Kanda ritualistic activities. So therefore Prachini. So as Prabhupada is explaining, that he used to finish one yajna and then immediately he used to begin another yajna. So he used to grow kusha grasses all over. So wherever yajna has to be performed, this kusha grasses are needed. So therefore, he used to ensure that everywhere kusha grasses are planted, and after one yajna, second yajna was being performed. So therefore, Kriya Kandeshu Nishnatah. That's how it has been explained. And then Prabhupada quotes that how in this age of Kali Yuga, Sankirtan yajna is the only yajna that has to be performed. So we see that even about this Karma Kanda activities, we learn from the Bhagavad Gita, especially in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks that all these Karmakandiya rules and regulations, they are all given in the Vedas. In the second chapter, 42nd and 43rd verse, Krishna speaks about it. Ya imam pushpitam vacha pravadanti avipashchita vedavadaratha pastha partha nanyad asiti vadina kamatmana swargapara janma karma phalapradam Kriya Bahu Vishesha Bahulam Bhogaishwarya Gatim Prati. So Krishna explains that Ya Imam Pushpitam Vacha. He tells that men of small intelligence are attached to this flowery language of the Vedas. And in this Vedas, many different paths are mentioned. And people who want high birth, people who want material power, or people who want to go to heavenly planets, so they are all attracted by these flowery words of the Vedas. So those people who want to enjoy sense gratification in this world, and they want a higher quality of sense gratification, so in this path of karma, they want to elevate them to swarga, and there they want to enjoy a higher level of sense gratification. So they want to engage in all these kinds of karma kanda rituals. So Prabhupada mentions that how these followers of this Karma Kanda, like this Prachini Bari and all these others, these kings, they perform this Chaturmas, this 4 months of Chaturmas, very strictly, because that's the injunction is there. So they have firm faith, by following this Chaturmas, we will get to drink this Somaras. And by drinking Somaras, we will become immortal and will become very strong. So that is their desire. And even if they leave this material world, although it is mentioned that they have desire to remain immortal, even if they leave, then when they go to Swarga, they have faith that they will get this, there is this Nandan Kanan Gardens in Swarga Loka. And in Nandan Kanan Gardens, there are these beautiful apsaras that keep on roaming there. So when they go to Swarga, in this beautiful Nandan Kanan Gardens, they will get to enjoy these apsaras. And there also there is huge quantity of the somaras that is available. So with the desire to enjoy in Swarga, in this gardens, and to enjoy the woman, so that's how someone who is outright materialistic person, he performs all kinds of adharmic activities, and through that whatever wealth he gains, he wants to engage in sense gratification. And there is another category of people who say that we don't want to perform adharmic activities, we want to perform dharma. And from dharma, whatever artha we get, then we want to engage that in enjoying our senses. So dharma, artha and kama. So Vyasadeva has prescribed these kinds of karmakandiya rituals for a specific purpose, as we see Shastras explain. But then, like, people don't go till moksha. So these people get stuck up there. So then Krishna explains in the next verse that Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya aparita chetasam vyavasatmika buddhi samadauna vidiyate. For those people who are too much enamored by this material opulence and sense enjoyment, bhoga and aishwarya, taya aparita chetasam, one's consciousness will be totally entrapped if one focuses too much on bhoga and aishwarya. Vyavasatmika buddhi samadhauna vidiyate. Because just before Krishna spoke about vyavasatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. So those who are in this path of bhakti, their focus is very one. They are single pointed, that they want only to achieve Krishna. But when one enters this path of karma kanda, then there is too many deviations that is there. So vyavasatmika buddhi samadhauna vidiyate. So therefore Krishna explains that yavad artha udapane sarvata samplukodage. So all the purposes that can be served by different wells can easily be served by a reservoir of water. So Krishna explains this, all the different Vedic injections that are given, they are all compared to the different kinds of wells that are there. But one only if he gets stuck up in those ritualistic ceremonies without understanding the purpose of the Vedas, as Krishna explains in the 15th chapter, Vedescha Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo. So different injunctions are there, do's and don'ts. But then the ultimate purpose of all the Vedic injunctions is to ultimately know Krishna. So Krishna says that the reservoir of water is ultimately directly knowing Krishna. If one enters that, then all the lower things are accomplished. It's like in crores or rupees, all the small kinds of notes are already there. 1, 2, 3 rupees, everything is there. But someone who does not know the ultimate purpose of the Vedas gets stuck up in all the do's and don'ts, in all the vidhi and nished, and never fails to rise above them. So therefore, that is like the greatest danger. Therefore, Krishna tells, Traigunyo Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunyo Bhava Arjuna. Vedas mainly deal with the three modes of material nature. And in that, all these different kinds of rules and regulations, all these path of karma, path of jnana, all these things are mentioned. But for whom it is meant for, and whom it is not meant for, that has to be understood. So Krishna tells that we have to learn to rise above this. Nistraigunyo Bhava Arjuna. So therefore, this same principle we also see in the 11th canto also, in Uddhava Gita, not in Uddhava Gita, before that there is this Nimi Navayagindra section. There also, in one discussion this comes, why this path of karma is mentioned in the Vedas, all these karma kandiya ritualistic ceremonies. So it is explained that how a father wants to give medicine to the child, but then the child is not ready to take the medicine. So therefore the father tells that, I want to give you this sugar candy. So if you take this sugar candy, along with that, you will have to take this medicine. So although the real purpose of the father is to give the medicine, but he knows that directly if you tell the child, one should not have any kind of material desires, then the people are not ready. So therefore, the father, although he does not want, but he has to give that bait also to the child. And the child, just to accept the sugar candy, he will also say, okay, this little medicine, I'll take it. So that's how Krishna designs the entire Vedic path in such a way that a mix of sense gratification, whereas in that lies the purification of the heart. So all these entire Varnashram Dharma that is there, because otherwise people will directly fall to animalistic life. They will perform sinful activities. So with a desire to engage in sense gratification, people will agree to following all the rules and regulations that are present, and that will gradually lead to purification of the heart. And gradually at some point of time, if one is fortunate enough, then he'll reach to the ultimate conclusion, that is to engage in devotional service. But for someone who is really fortunate, any time in between while going through this process of gradual elevation, like in Gita also we hear about this yoga ladder, karma kanda, then gradually to jnana, and then so on and so forth. But if someone is fortunate enough, then he may take up the elevator path. If by chance there is an interference of a pure devotee of the Lord, at that time he will immediately has to give up all this and he will directly develop faith. As Krishna says in the Uddhav Gita, Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavat mat katha shravanadova shraddha yavan na jayate. So one has to perform this varnashram prescribed duties as long as one has not developed faith in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. So therefore, we see like Maharaj Barishad was engaged in performing this karmakanda ritualistic activities and he was there. And we also see that risk is always there when someone is engaging in performing only karmakanda ritualistic activities without understanding the entire purpose, then one may get stuck up in that place. So therefore we see that in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni chastises Srila Vyasdev exactly for this reason. We see very beautifully in the fourth chapter, when Vyasdev sees that very soon when Vyasdev is doing tapasya on the banks of the river Saraswati, and he sees that very soon Kali Yuga is going to come, and in Kali Yuga he sees all the degraded qualities of people. Prayena alpa ayusha sabhya kalau asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadrita. So Vyasdev is seeing that how in this age of Kali Yuga people's lifespan will get reduced, people's memory will get reduced, people will become totally lazy, people will become totally disturbed. So Vyasdev is feeling compassion, and out of that compassion he thinks that I will divide all that one Veda that was available originally. Vyasdev divided that one Veda into four: Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. And then he also expanded into Puranas. And then he appointed different Acharyas to spread the different teachings of the Vedas, like Paila Rishi, Jaimini Rishi, Atri and so on, Angira and so on and so forth. So after doing that, then for the less intelligent people, Stri, Shudra and Dvija Bandhu, Vyasdev gave the Mahabharat and other things. But after doing everything, Vyasdev was feeling dissatisfied. And Vyasdev started contemplating, I have done everything for the welfare of the people. I have worshipped the altar of sacrifice. I have performed all kinds of purificatory rituals. And whatever I have done is to selflessly serve the society. But still after doing all that, why am I feeling dissatisfied? So therefore, when one feels dissatisfied, one has to introspect that there is something that is not going proper. So we see how Vyasdev is introspecting, and then he is thinking what could be the reason. And then he is thinking that maybe I have given more prominence to dharma, artha, kama and moksha compared to the glories of the Supreme Lord. And that's how he is thinking. At that time we see how Narad Muni comes in front of Vyasadev, and then Vyasadev is humbly submitting himself before Narad Muni and is telling that, my dear Narad Muni, you are like the super soul. Like the super soul knows everything what is going on within one's heart. Similarly, you are like super soul, and in my heart I am dissatisfied. So please tell me, why am I feeling dissatisfaction, despondency? Although I have selflessly tried to serve humanity, please guide me. He also compares Narad Muni like a air and like the sun. Like air can enter anywhere, inside and outside, the same way Narad Muni can enter within and try to detect what is the cause of my despondency. And like the sun, when the sun shines, all that is dark is automatically revealed. So like this sun, you please illuminate what is going on within my heart. Why am I feeling despondent? And then Narad Muni tells him that you have composed so many literatures, but as far as I am concerned, manye tad darshanam khilam. So he uses a very heavy word. Same like how Krishna chastised Arjuna. Klaibhyam. Kutasva kashmalam idam. Vishame samupastitam. Anarya justam asvargyam. Akirtikaram Arjuna. So Krishna told how these impurities have come upon you. And the next verse he says, Klaibhyam. Klaibhyam is like you are like a eunuch. You are like impotent. So it's like a very heavy words that Krishna uses to chastise his disciple Arjuna. So in the same way, we see here also Narad Muni is using very heavy words, and that too for someone of the stature of Vyasadeva. So whatever Vyasadeva has compiled, it is not something normal in the field of literatures. Whatever Vyasadeva has written, it's like a big achievement altogether. It's like if someone has spent 25 to 30 years doing all the graduation, post-graduation, PhD and everything. And if someone has to come and chastise the person that all that you have done, you have earned this doctorate degree, is all useless. It's like a big blow to the ego. And what Vyasadeva has done here, it's not something 20, 30 years of effort. It's hundreds of times something much greater. But still, Vyasadeva had the humility to accept what his spiritual master Narad Muni was giving him. So Narad Muni said that whatever you have composed, more of dharma, artha, kama and moksha is there. And all your composition is not giving pleasure to the senses of the Supreme Lord. Insufficiently you are glorified. And he also says that Nayad vachas chitra padam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrnita karhechad tadvayasam tirtamushanti manasa nayatra hamsa niramantyu shikshaya. So whatever literature glorifying the path of karma and jnana, dharma, artha, kama, moksha you have told, all this is nothing, but this is like vayasam tirtam. This is a place of pilgrimage for the crows. And swan-like devotees of the Lord, they don't take pleasure in all these kinds of literatures. Like Prabhupada explains, there is this crow-like and there is this swan-like devotees. So both the natures are totally different. Both cannot gel together. So in the same way, mundane literatures are like crow-like literatures, because they cannot satisfy the soul. Whatever may be written in that, but it is insufficient to satisfy the soul. So therefore, Narad Muni tells that this is not at all proper. Then he quotes the very famous verse, Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishloka bhaddavatyapi namanyanantasyeshwankitaniyat shanvanti gayanti grananti sadhava. So he says that on the contrary to this materialistic literatures, literatures which glorify the name, form, qualities and pastime, they have the power to create a revolution. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo. Viplavo means a revolution. So this literatures have the power to create a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. So although these literatures may be improperly composed, but those who are sincere people, they will anyways hear it, chant and they sing it. And that will create an impact. So that's what Narad Muni tells, that as compared to the mundane literatures which cannot satisfy the deep hankerings of the soul, the literatures which glorify the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord, that should be repeatedly composed, sung and chanted. And then he glorifies the path of bhakti. He says that without the path of bhakti, even nishkama, jnana and karma, they cannot actually give fruit. Naishkaramyam apya chutabhava varjitam na shobate jnanam alam niranjanam kutappuna shashvadabhadram ishvare na charpitam karmya apyadat karanam. So he says that naishkaramyam, even nishkama karma, cannot give success. Naishkaramyam appi achuta bhava varjitam. It does not have devotional service. If bhakti is not there, nishkama karma, jnana, none of them can give fruit. Tapasvino dana yasha parasvino. Manasvino mantra vida sumangala. Shemam na vindanti vinaya darpanam. Tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. So for nishkama karma to get fruit, for jnana to get fruit, ultimately the element of bhakti is what actually makes all other different paths success. If that paths are performed without performing the devotional service, then one cannot get fruit. And therefore, Narad Muni tells that Vyasadeva, you have composed all these literatures, but tomorrow in your name, people will perform all these different kinds of karmakandiya rituals and other things, and then they will say that, oh, Vyasadeva is only given, so therefore you have misdirected people. So therefore, on the contrary, this path of bhakti is very powerful. And then he quotes all the famous verses that tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakvot patet yado hari yatra kav adram abudamushyakim kovarta apto bhajatam swadharmata. If one engages in the path of bhakti but is unable to complete it for whatever reason, still there is no harm. On the contrary, someone may completely perform all his varnashram prescribed duties, but if he does not engage in the path of bhakti, then what does he gain? And then he says that tasyeva heto prayateto kovido na labhyate yad bhramatam uparyada tan labhyate anyavad yad sukhamva kalena sarvatra gavira ramasa. So in this material world, depending upon whatever karma one has, the willing entities will go up and come in this material world. Whatever quota of happiness and distress that is there, one is going to get that. There is no separate endeavor that is needed. But then one has to utilize this rare human form of life to endeavor for that which cannot be automatically attained. And that is devotional service of the Lord. Other things will come based on one's karma. So therefore, one has to engage in performing devotional service of the Lord. Then he quotes that even if one engages in devotional service and in between he leaves, but still there is no loss. Navai jano jatu kathanchana vrajen mukunda sevanyavadanga samsritim smaran mukundangri upaguhanam puna vihatumiche navai rasojana. So it says that even if someone takes to the path of bhakti and in between he leaves for whatever reason, but because that impression of devotional service is very strong and very deep, wherever the person goes, it's just a matter of time, whether in one lifetime or in another lifetime, that person will again come back to the process of devotional service. And that's how he glorifies the path of devotional service, and he criticizes Vyasadeva for giving too much predominance to all these other sub-religious principles. And then Narad Muni explains about his own life, how he himself engaged in performing devotional service and so on and so forth. And so we see that even in this section also, we see how Prachina Barishad was engaged in performing karma, kriya, kandeshu, nishnata. And the same Narad Muni who chastised Vyasadeva in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same Narad Muni became the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj in the fourth canto, in the beginning section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Narad Muni was feeling compassion upon this king, Barhishad, Prachina Barhishad. So Narad Muni was feeling that his ancestors, Dhruva Maharaj, they became great devotees of the Lord. So why should this poor soul be stuck up in this kriya kandeshu nishnata? So let me go and give my mercy to this poor soul, Prachini Barishad. So Narad Muni, upon taking compassion on Prachini Barishad, after the Prachetas have gone to perform austerities and Lord Shiva spoke Rudra Gita, Narad Muni goes and sees this as a good opportunity that to preach to the father. And he goes and he meets Prachina Barishad. And he tells that, my dear Prachina Barishad, why are you engaged in performing this karmakandya ritualistic ceremonies? What do you get out of this activity? So Narad Muni tells that the purpose of life is to sukha pravritti and dukha navritti, to increase one's happiness and to get rid of all the sufferings. Do you think that by performing these karmakanda things, you are getting this result? And immediately when Prachini Barishad hears from Narad Muni, he was very humble. He immediately accepted his mistake. He told that, I am being engaged in this path, I am ignorant, and I don't know what you are going to tell me, what is the thing. I am a fallen Grahamedi, I don't know. So Prachini Barishad says that, I am attached to eight things: Atma, Jaya, Suta, Agara, Pashu, द्रविण बंधुषु राज्य. आई एम अटैच टू दिस बॉडी, आई एम अटैच टू माई वाइफ जाया, आई एम अटैच टू माई चिल्ड्रन आत्मा जाया सुता आगार, आगार इज द हाउस, पशु ऑल द डोमेस्टिक एनिमल्स, एंड देन आई एम अटैच टू द्रविण द ट्रेजरी, एंड आई एम अटैच टू राज्य दिस किंगडम. सो आई एम अ फॉलन ग्रह मेदी, आई डोंट नो, सो प्लीज गाइड मी. सो नारद मुनि टेल्स हिम दैट यू आर एंगेज्ड इन परफॉर्मिंग दिस रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनी एंड इन दिस यू आर किलिंग सो मेनी एनिमल्स एंड ऑल दीज एनिमल्स हुम यू हैव किल्ड दे आर ऑल अवेटिंग यूर डेथ बिकॉज वाइल परफॉर्मिंग दिस यज्ञास द पर्पज ऑफ किलिंग एनिमल्स इज टू टेस्ट द एफिकसी ऑफ द मंत्र. सो वेन द मंत्र इज प्रॉपरली चैंटेड द एनिमल गेट्स अ ह्यूमन बर्थ, अ हायर दिस थिंग. बट इफ देर इज सम स्लाइट डिस्क्रिपन्सी वाइल परफॉर्मिंग दिस सेरेमनीज देन द एनिमल डज नॉट गेट अ हायर बर्थ. यू विल गेट रिएक्शन फॉर परफॉर्मिंग सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज. सो आई कैन सी दैट यू हैव किल्ड सो मेनी एनिमल्स एंड यू हैव अक्रूड लॉट ऑफ सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज एंड ऑल दोज एनिमल्स आर वेटिंग वेन यू विल डाई एंड दे आर वेटिंग विद देयर हॉर्न्स टू पियर्स यू. सो प्लीज माई रिक्वेस्ट इज दैट प्लीज डू समथिंग अबाउट इट. एंड लाइक नारद मुनि प्रीच टू मिर्गारी ऑल्सो, ही शोड एक्चुअली 3D view of how all the animals which Mrigari was half killing, they were all in return coming and attacking Narad Muni, Mrigari, and he was getting all the sinful reaction and Mrigari became very alarmed and he changed totally. So in the same way, Narad Muni also showed Prachini Barishad what is the outcome of all these things. But then Narad Muni thought of taking a different approach in this case to preach to Prachini Barishad. Many times it is said that people who are very much intelligent cannot take things directly. When you tell, do this, then it's like too simplistic for them to accept. Like many times we have this JOSD course wherein you give everything very super processed things. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, birth, old age, disease, death. So many times intelligent people feel, hey, this is like too simple for us to accept. They like to be presented in a way that something is told and something which they will figure out on their own. And when they reach to a conclusion, then they feel that, oh, it's like a intellectual kick. And then, oh, I will follow this. So directly some things cannot be told to certain class of people. So Narad Muni, very well understanding the psychology of this King Prachina Barishad, who will not directly be able to digest certain things, he thought of giving it indirectly. So through this entire Puranjan Upakhyan, Narad Muni gives the whole thing that how there was this king named Puranjan and how he tried to enjoy different places and different things he tried to enjoy, but he could not try to enjoy. He was traveling everywhere and finally he reached this place south of Himalayas, that is this Bharatvarsha, and then he gives the entire allegorical story how this person, he enters the city, this city is made with 9 gates, and then how this Puranjan gets married to Puranjani, and then how he goes to hunt, and then Puranjani becomes angry and he comes, he pacifies, and in details Narad Muni gives the entire thing, how Puranjan becomes old, attacked by Chandavega. Kupanjan gives birth to so many sons, daughters, eventually he dies, then again he comes back. So entire thing. And then Narad Muni tells Prachini Barishad that whatever, Narad Muni tells towards the conclusion that I have told you in an allegory about the Tattva Gyan, about whatever Krishna tells to Arjuna, about the philosophy of Jiva, Ishvara, Prakriti, Kala, Karma, everything I told you. But then Prachini Barishad, whatever you have told me, I am unable to understand the entire thing. Please, you have spoken in Kuta Shloka. It's very cryptic language. Can you please give some purport to whatever you have spoken? And then Narad Muni tells that Puranjan means the soul who is residing in the city of 9 gates, this body which has all these 9 gates. And Puranjani, the wife of Puranjan, is nothing but the contaminated intelligence. E mano durumati sansara bhitare podiya achino ami, So this contaminated intelligence, which has brought the living entity to this material world, and then he gives all the different things, how the closest friend that I had told you, avigyata, that is none other than the super soul, is constantly waiting to guide you. And you have 10 other friends. The 10 other friends are the 10 senses, the pancha gyanendriyas and the pancha karmendriyas. And all these things he explains, and then Prachina Parishad, he could understand that. And then Narad Muni also gives him, teaches him about this chariot analogy, how this body is compared to the chariot, the soul is compared to the passenger, and the intelligence is compared to the charioteer who is driving the chariot. The reins are compared to the mind is compared to the reins, and the five senses are compared to the five horses. So in the materialistic contaminated situation, if the charioteer of the if the intelligence is strong, then the intelligence will guide the soul into the proper destination, because the function of the intelligence is discrimination and determination. So therefore, in the conditions, as Krishna also tells, evam buddhe param budhva samshtyabam atmanam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasadam. So one can conquer this enemy of lust by having this strong, powerful intelligence. Evam buddhe param budhva. So therefore, the intelligence becomes strong when one repeatedly spends time reading the Shastra and contemplates, or by hearing Shastra. That's how the intelligence becomes strong. So discrimination and the determination aspect that is required. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. So the entire chariot analogy. So three analogies Narad Muni gives. In that, one is the Puranjan, one is the chariot, and in that, another analogy of the deer he gives. How the deer is one time roaming in the forest, and he sees a very beautiful sound of the bumblebee, and the deer on one side is been, the tiger is waiting to attack the deer, and on the other side, a hunter is waiting. So he tells that the living entity in this material world, how the deer is enchanted by the sound of the bee, the living entity has been enchanted by the sounds of his wife and children, and on one side, Kala, and on one side, death personified, the hunter and the tiger, both of them are waiting. So you should engage in devotional service. So again, he speaks about the process of devotional service, very beautiful verses. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadavo Vishadashaya Yasmin Gunanu Kathana Shravana Vyagratyetasa. So he tells that devotional service can be performed under the guidance of Guru in the association of devotees. But then Prachini Parishad said, our spiritual master never told us all these things. We never knew. So therefore, I was totally misguided. I can now understand that the process of devotional service that you have explained to me, that is the most rarest thing that one can get in this human form of life. So Prachini becomes totally self-realized in the association of Narad Muni, that he immediately calls all these ministers. His son has not yet come. All the 10 purchasers are still engaged in performing the austerities. But Prachina Parishad has been totally shaken by the powerful instructions of Narad Muni. And then he immediately calls his ministers and tells that, whenever my sons come back, tell them to take responsibility of the kingdom. I want to retire and engage in performing devotional service of the Lord under the care and guidance of my spiritual master, Narad Muni. So that's how Narad Muni, who in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam chastised Vyasadeva for giving sub-religious principles and encouraging people like Prachina Parishad and all the other people in engaging sense gratification, the same Narad Muni in the fourth canto goes and shows his compassion to Prachina Parishad, and through his Puranjan Upakhyan and other allegory, he gives his mercy to Prachini Parishad, and Prachini Parishad engages in performing devotional service and achieves the ultimate goal of life. So that's how we see in this verse how Prachina Parishad began by engaging performing karmakandiya ritualistic activities, but by the association of a pure devotee, his life was totally changed, And then in the further 4 or 5 verses which Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu told me to cover, I'll just summarize. Prachina Barishad, then by the arrangement of Brahmaji, he marries the daughter of ocean god, Samudra Dev's daughter, Shatadruti. It is explained that she is very beautiful. So when this Prachini Barishad and Shatadruti were taking that 7 parikramas of fire, Agnidev becomes attracted to her and he wants to enjoy. So previously also Agnidev was attracted to the wife of Saptarishi, Suki, and he wanted to enjoy. So here also that happens. And the Shatadruti was so beautiful, it is explained that all the different kinds of people, the demons, the earthly planetary people, the residents of Nagaloka, and even the Saptarishis, all of them were attracted to this Shatadruti. And then it is explained how Prachina Barishad begot 10 children in the womb of Shatadruti, known as the Prachetas. And these Prachetas went to perform tapasya underwater as per the guidance of their father. And Lord Shiva becomes very much pleased and he comes and tells Rudra Geet. And as soon as the Prachetas heard the Rudra Geet, they chanted that Japantaha Smarantaha, three beautiful words, Dhyayanta, Japantaha and Pujayanta. So they meditated on this Rudra Geet, they chanted the Rudra Geet and they worshipped the Rudra Geet. So that is what has been explained till text number 15. So further from 16th verse onwards, further speaker will continue. So it is already time, so we won't take any question answers. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.